We got fashion. We got fun. We got, ladies and gentlemen,
everything that's going on this weekend.
We got Adam Benka in the house. The St. Joseph Sausage Festival, Slayton, Texas, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Why should you be there?
Well, this year we've got some excellent, excellent whole hog sausage. The regular is always good. This year, the jalapeno sausage is not so brutally hot. I guess maybe we got a little water. However, the habanero is hot, but the heat dissipates pretty quickly. But you got to get there early Saturday morning. We start selling it at 9. The habanero, we only made 600 pounds this year, so it'll sell out quickly. If you're into that hot stuff, come out quick.
Mm. Oh, is there any way that we could talk you into maybe setting a few loops back for us?
Maybe so.
All right.
I don't know that I could tolerate the hot stuff now.
I love it. I love it.
And then Sunday morning, we'll be actually creating the plates, full-on German sausage with famous Knights of Columbus chicken, sauerkraut, green beans, and then this morning on the AJ, Section B, they're showing them making the German potato salad, which comes there, and homemade bread. And then afterwards, after you go over and get something to eat, they've got Fun Fest, kid bouncers, kid games, what have you. We have a live and silent auction, and just a good time for family.
All right. Before we talk a little bit more about this, you did bring some fashion wear with you.
I did.
Now, you were sporting a limited edition shirt. It says on the front, Body by Sausage.
Love it.
And then on the back, it says, Sausage Festival, third weekend of October. Mm-hmm. Slayton, St. Joseph Sausage Fest, third weekend of October. Now, here's the deal. We're going to go ahead and give this away, but this particular shirt is for a big boy or a big girl. This one's a 4X.
Or a family looking for shelter.
Yeah.
Or maybe as punishment for your two kids that are fighting, you put them both in there at
the
same time.
Nice. But anyway, this is a nice shade of red. And
paprika.
Paprika is the color.
Oh, okay. It is kind of the color of paprika. Yeah.
Eat it. Anyway, if you'd like this 4X Body by Sausage shirt, you can be caller number one at 770-5790 right now. And we can work on that. 770-5790, caller number one. We got a 4X t-shirt, Body by Sausage. It's actually a cool deal. I mean,
well, I got to explain a little bit more about that, because the shirts themselves only start in 2X. They don't come in anything less than 2. Well, maybe some people could talk me into a 1X, but they have to have an X on the t-shirt size. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense that your body's by sausage.
Right. I mean, you know, you have to be a walking billboard for
That's
high cholesterol.
That's exactly right.
But you guys make your own sausage for the Sausage Fest, right?
We do, yes. The parishioners of St. Joseph's there in Slayton, and all the parents of the students get together. And Klimke Sausage House is nice enough to donate their equipment to us. And we go in and cut up the 8,000 pounds of whole pork and grind it, season it, package it.
With your special recipe.
Now, how many people know about this recipe? I mean, is this something that's one day going to die with somebody? Or is it like multi-generational that only certain people know? Or what's the deal? Because it tastes the same every year.
That's correct. Yeah. Oh, there's about 10 people probably that know the recipe. Uh-huh. I have it in my phone, but so y'all going to have to fight me for it.
Wow.
Cool.
Hey,
Klimke's does so much, too, for community events.
Oh, absolutely.
They're really a good organization to
help
out.
Those guys over there would love to get their hands on this recipe, huh?
I don't know. Rod will say that most likely that his smoking recipe of the sausage has something to do with it also, and maybe he's not sharing that. So we're both it's kind of like having two keys to set off a nuclear bomb. I guess that's the way it works up there.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Slayton, Texas. Please have a key to the sausage.
Hey, speaking of welcome to Slayton, okay, if I'm coming from Lubbock, how do we get to the Sausage Fest? How do we find where it is?
Okay, you just head out southeast on 84, like you're going down to Snyder or to I-20 or what have you. You'll see a sign that says Division Street.
Mm-hmm.
You exit Division Street, hit the stop sign, you'll see United up in front of you, and you hang a left. And at that point, you can't miss it. You'll pass Smith South Plains, mm-hmm. and you'll start seeing a lot of cars and people standing in the street.
All right.
Yeah. Now, this only takes about 15 minutes to get there, so it's pretty easy to get there. Now, let me get this straight. You're selling it by the pound uncooked on Saturday.
Right.
You're not selling it cooked at all on Saturday.
That is right. Well, we do have samples, and a few years ago we had really, really brutally hot jalapenos because of the drought. And so this year we are going to send out some samples of jalapenos so people can see that it's a little more mild. It's just, it's more the jalapeno flavor rather than all of the heat.
Nice.
So we'll have samples out there, and we do actually make breakfast burritos with some of, we set aside some of the sausage that we grind. And we make breakfast burritos Saturday morning for 8th grade trip support.
Oh, great.
Nice.
Great.
Now tell us the reason for doing the whole Sausage Fest.
Well, St. Joseph's School actually has been around for nearly 100 years. It's one of the only two private Catholic schools in the entire diocese, which is comprised of 65 counties. And the Sausage Fest actually pays the salaries, about 50% of the salaries of the teachers for the entire year. And there's a lot of outreach done at St. Joseph's School. It's not primarily students from St. Joseph's Parish. It's actually a lot of students from Slayton. We have several special needs kids. We have a bunch of people that need a education that's more that
focused.
They have more attention.
Yeah, it's focused. Yeah, it's just focused.
More one-on-one.
There's a really small teacher to student ratio.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times some kids are more kinesthetic, you know, and have, mm-hmm. you have to have alternative learning styles.
Sure.
Absolutely.
You know, some kids like my son, you know, you put him in a desk and say, read this, and he's miserable. You put him in a beanbag chair, you know, in low light, and he's all about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's a good deal. Hey, before we go any farther forward, tell you what, how much are these tickets if you want to buy one? $18 value, right? Or $9 a plate.
Right. It's $9 for an adult plate, $6 for the children's plates. And these meal vouchers I got actually will get you two adult plates.
All right. Now, this is what you've been waiting for, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a little sausage for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'd like to be caller 3 at 770-5790 right now, we've got a certificate for two, good for Sunday, October the 20th, 2013, from 11 to 3, the St. Joseph Sausage Festival, Slayton, Texas. You too can have a body by sausage. Hey, Adam Benka, thanks for being with us. Appreciate you.
I sure appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey,
thank you both.
Also, thanks for bringing all the goodies. Hey, we have some more sausage to give away. We have some more T-shirts to give away. This is awesome. This one's got a scripture on it. Luke 4:4. Man shall not live on bread alone.
Right.
But sausage too.
Thanks, guys.